What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God, find victory, and grow in maturity in Christ Jesus. Today, we're talking about the difference between praise and worship. Oftentimes, the church or mainstream Christianity will use those two words interchangeably and kind of make you think they both mean the same thing. So, the church definition that I've heard growing up for so long has been that praise is singing a song to God or about God. Okay? Worship is a higher level of praise when you really get into the music where you're on the floor crying. So you're immersed in the music, the Holy Ghost and quote unquote fell on you, and you're just so immersed in this, the words and the song till you're on the floor. And you really feel like God is in the room and all that kind of stuff. That's worship. So you have praise and worship. So, but what we're going to do today is look at what the Word of God says about praise and worship, because we've been misinformed about that. There's some truths to what the definition the mainstream Christianity gives, but there's some also things left out that can confuse us and potentially deceive us into believing that we're doing something for God that we're not. So, after doing a study of what praise is, I find that praise is mentioned 263 times in the King James Bible. And it means to praise, to extol, to sing praises in honor, out of respect to God, to speak well of God, to hold out your hand, to lift up your hands. So anytime you see people praising God in the song, you'll see their hands lifted up. That's a form of praise. To revere, to give thanks, through words, songs, and hymns. So when you look up worship, you'll see that that's found 188 times. And it means to bow down, prostrate oneself before a superior in homage. So you're going to physically do something to show that you respect and honor this person. To God, to fall down flat, to humble yourself, to show obeisance, which means, it doesn't mean obedience. It means to show obeisance means to acknowledge another superior and superiority and importance, to do reverence, that is about respect, to be respectful. Okay, so if you worship God, that means that you are showing it in some physical way by prostrating yourself before Him. Okay, it's also about humility, having a humility and a humble mindset towards God. You don't approach God like He's common. Okay, you have a deep humility and a deep respect for God. And you acknowledge that He's superior and that He's important, and you revere Him. Okay? So that's what worship is. Now you say, okay, well, so worship is just respecting God. Yeah, I respect God. But here's the deal about worship. If you look up many of the passages in that 188 time is mentioned, you'll see that worship always leads to service. So if you say you worship God, you serve Him. So I'm going to just read a few passages to show you what I'm talking about. We're going to come out of Deuteronomy. I'm going to read about three Deuteronomy passages and then go from there. This is Deuteronomy 8:19. It's in the King James Version. It says, "And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish." Here's another passage, Deuteronomy 11:16. It says, "Take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them." So we see service and worship is kind of coming together. So if you worship God, you serve Him. You do what He says. Deuteronomy 17:3, it says, "And have gone and served other gods and worshiped them." See, service and worship again is connected. "Either the sun or moon or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded." So God wants you to serve Him. He don't want you to serve false gods. And this is what's being presented in these passages. But I just wanted to show you that service is connected to worship. So here's a prime example of worshiping God leads to obedience and service. Okay. John chapter 9, verses 31, it says, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth His will, Him He heareth." See, if you're a worshiper of God, you do His will. Jesus also brings out that you can actually worship God, but in vain. Matthew chapter 15, verse 9 says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So here, Jesus is saying that they were teaching doctrines of men instead of the doctrines of God, or what the Torah was teaching. So they were not being obedient to God. They were not serving God in that area. And so you can do that. And we'll talk about how people are doing that today. All right. So praise comes after worship. Read another passage for you here. 2 Chronicles 7:3 says, and when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You see first that they worship and then they praise the Lord. I want you to see this. A lot of people say, well, it's all in the same thing. No, there's a process. You must worship God before you praise him. And I'm gonna show you why in coming up, all right? Another passage in Revelation 19:4. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God and sat on the throne saying, amen, hallelujah, which means to praise God. So they worship God. They show their obeisance and his importance and his superiority. And then they praise him. You say, Neil, why is this so important? Well, first of all, praise should come after worship. Never praise God in disobedience and in pride. Repent of your sins, obey God, which is worship. Then you can praise God. That's pretty much how it works. And the reason why you don't want to be just praising God without worshiping him first is this. This is what God has a problem with. Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 says, the people draw nigh with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So what God is saying is people praising him, singing songs to him, and all this good stuff, but they haven't done anything he says. And of course, I'm exaggerating. Of course, they do some things he says, but for the most part, they are disobedient in a lot of areas of their life. But they want to come to church and praise God all day. You see, God is not into that. He said they draw nigh with their lips. In other words, they're saying all this beautiful stuff to the Lord. God, you're so great. Thank you for your goodness and gracious. You're just a blessing to me, blah, blah, blah. But their hearts are far from you. Their heart ain't into God. Their views in the world are not aligned with the views of God. They don't respect God. Okay? They don't obey God. They don't serve him. See, that's why worship must come before praise. Worship has nothing to do with singing a song to God. It has everything to do with respect, honor, which leads to service and obedience. That's why that must be in place first. Let me give you another example. A young boy is told by his father to clean up his room. He goes and jumps into the father's lap and says, Father, you're great. You're awesome. You provide for us. You take care of us. You buy me toys and all this, but never clean his room up. Now, the father gave a command to clean the room up, but he wanted to go praise his father. In this case, is that going to fly with the father? No. The father going to say, get your butt in there and clean your room up. You see, that's what a lot of people are doing in churches today because they don't know better. In some cases, they don't know. They haven't been taught. You got to worship God first. Don't come to God praising him, singing songs, but you ain't done nothing he told you to do. Jesus said the same thing. I'm your Lord, right? Why you don't do what I say? So what we have is a lot of people thinking they're worshiping God every Sunday. But instead, they're really just praising God. And worship is lacking in their life. They're not obedient. They're not serving the Lord. They don't respect God in some cases. Okay? If you are in agreement with how the world thinks about certain things, that's in contrary to God's word, and you're supporting that, you don't respect God. You're an offense to God. You need to change your thinking. So we know that praise must always come after worship. And you also, you got to just be right with God. You know, praise comes after obedience. So we shouldn't be praising God until we are in right standing with God and we doing everything right. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by doing everything right is your conscience clear with God today. Then you can praise him. Now you may sin, you confess your sins, repent, you get back up and you keep walking with the Lord. But you got to make sure that your conscience is clean with God. All right? Long as he ain't gave you nothing to ponder and think about what you should change, You got a clear conscience, you're going to be all right. So make sure you got a clear conscience, then you can praise God. It's also mentioned again in Hosea 14:2. It says, this is a New English Translation. Return to the Lord and repent. Say to him, completely forgive our iniquity. Accept our prayer that we may offer the praise of our lips as sacrificial bulls. So they understood that they couldn't praise God until they asked for forgiveness and prayed to be reinstated with God for whatever sin they committed. You see? Forgive me, Lord, for my sin. Let me be right with you. Then I can praise you. You see? You can't praise God if you're not living right with God. And a lot of people, like I said, it's because their pastor or the denomination or whatever taught them that they're worshiping God. And a lot of people going to stand before God on judgment day talking about, but Lord, I worship you every Sunday. I had my hands lifted up. He said, you was praising me and you didn't do nothing I said. Okay, you don't obey me, you don't follow me, you don't serve me. And that's not everybody, of course. And for most people listening to this sermon, y'all know how to live right because you've been taught many of the content on this site is about that, just living right and being right with God. So this is for people that you may know who go to church talking about and they worship God. But you know their life ain't right. You just tell them, look, you got to worship God by obeying him and serving him and living right. Then you can praise him. Don't be thinking you worshiping God when you're not. You're not worshiping God if you're living wrong. All right? Finally, the book of John chapter 4, verses 24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. A lot of people had this mixed up because they thought that worship was praise music and singing. And they say, I've been worshiping in the spirit. Yeah, I've been singing in songs to God, and I was on the floor, and I was all in the spirit. That's not what the scripture is talking about. Worship, now we know, is obedience. It's service to God. And he says to serve me in the spirit, in the Holy Spirit, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And why? Because that's the only way to really get things done with God. You got to do it in his power. Okay, he asked you to do something, do it in his power. So we got to walk in the spirit. Then we can please God. So when he asks us to obey him, we'll do it in the power of the spirit. Okay, so that's what it means to worship God in spirit and in truth. It ain't talking about singing a song to God in the spirit. It ain't got nothing to do with that. Now, will your worship, which is obedience and service, turn into praise? It most certainly will, because God is so good. You just end up praising him.
That's how I am sometimes. It's just
you end up praying, God is good. You may not sing a song, but I'm going to lift my hands up and thank him
every day
because he's good. So there's nothing wrong with praise. Just make sure you got right with God. And all we got to do to be right with God is confess our sins and repent. Walk in the light. If you fall, get back up and say, Lord, I see you. You see me fall. I ain't trying to do that. Forgive me. Wash me clean in your blood. I'm asking for forgiveness. You get back up and keep following God. God ain't tripping about you falling. Just get back up. You know, we don't condemn nobody for falling. Just get back up. Okay? So that's what this is all about. That's all I got for you today. This is the difference between praise and worship. Worship should be coming before praise. It really should be worship and praise. That's what it should be. So let's change those word order around and worship the Lord and then praise him. Till next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.